This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Nice to speak to you. First of all, how's it going in Australia with COVID-19? I know Melbourne seems to have a number of quite serious cases. What is happening in Sydney?
In Sydney, we're sitting on spilkers, to use an expression, and just hoping that that what's happening in Melbourne is not going to come flooding over the border. Melbourne, just to inform listeners, is in the state of Victoria, which borders New South Wales, where Sydney is. It's our southern state. Now, obviously, there are no actual borders. It's one country. But there is a notional border. And so right now there is a ring of steel around the state of Victoria where Melbourne is, with the army and police, etc., stopping people actually leaving Melbourne, leaving the state of Victoria, unless they have valid reason to. And because there has been an absolute spike of cases in the state of Victoria, in Melbourne, and obviously the rest of the country is watching nervously, as we are in Sydney, and hoping that we don't experience that same second wave up here.
Absolutely right. Certainly hope it works out as it should. Let's just talk about our favorite or least favorite story, Malkalifa launching an appeal against the Supreme Court, ruling that she is fit to stand trial.
Exactly. So as listeners will remember, some weeks ago, a state psychiatrist ruled that she is fit to stand trial. And this is after 66 court hearings to date, 66, and ruling that she is fit to be extradited to Australia to stand trial. So two things happening. One is her lawyers have launched an appeal against that decision in the Supreme Court. There is no date for that hearing, but it should be within the next week. And the reason I say that is because next Monday, the 20th of July, is when the extradition case is due to be heard. So obviously, it makes sense that her lawyers will want to get in with their appeal before the extradition case actually happens. And so if the extradition case is successful and if the appeal is unsuccessful, then it would see her returned to Melbourne, where she is facing 74 charges of child sexual abuse, which allegedly occurred while she was principal of the ADAS school in Melbourne way back when, 2003 to 2008, after which she fled to Israel. So two cases pending, one next Monday, the extradition hearing, and that is obviously, unless she has a successful appeal against that, between now and next Monday. So it's getting to a sort of, you know,
So it doesn't look like she can delay it for months on end as she appeals this. This seems to be happening at a decent rate finally.
It does, finally. It does seem to be coming to the point at the end,
Let's just talk about the government allocating $5 million for communal security.
The government has, the Australian federal government, have a fund called the Safer Communities Fund, and which is what it sounds like, and where they allocate funds to communities across the board who need funds for their own security. And just in the last couple of days, they allocated $5 million to the community here in Sydney.
Amazing.
For a whole range of Jewish institutions.
That is unbelievable.
And for security infrastructure, CCTV, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously, you know, the community is massively appreciative of that and of that understanding. And of that gesture from the government.
That is incredible. I mean, obviously still sad that it is even needed, but the reality is that it is needed, and phenomenal that the government is standing behind that $5 million for communal security. And finally, Jewish students leave a school. A Jewish student has left a school after a spate of anti-Semitic incidents.
This is appalling. And sadly, this goes back to end of last year where I was approached by a 15-year-old, then 14-year-old Jewish student, a young girl, at a student about 2 hours at a student at a private school about 2 hours north of Sydney, and again a spate of incidents. I actually ended up travelling to the school, spent a day there, speaking to staff, students, etc., etc. You know, where all sweetness and light was seemingly happening, and then just a few days ago, she contacted me to say things have got even worse.
Wow.
And someone with swastikas literally every day, someone doing a picture of Mengele and talking about dissecting Jews, quote unquote. And this poor girl just cannot take it. She has left the school, and her two younger brothers might be leaving the school as well. So it's appalling. I have a meeting with the education minister next week to discuss these issues, and because it's just untenable, unacceptable.
Has the school responded? I mean, certainly given the fact that it was serious enough for you to have gone up there to have engaged with them some months ago, last year, whenever that was, and now this is back. They must be so embarrassed about it, surely, or culpable, well, because they haven't taken it seriously.
So they are embarrassed, and the thing is, we're right now in the midst of school holidays between semesters,
right?
And so which has therefore put things on hold, and so the students all go back to school next week, and so I'll certainly be pursuing this with the school. And with the authorities, which run that school. It's just unacceptable that in 2020 Australia, a Jewish student should have to leave a school for these reasons.
Absolutely appalling. Time is 6:24. I'm Howard Feldman. That's Vic Aladev, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.